This is Flash Orbit, a short programme in a series with me, Victoria Major, where I share with you music I love from around the globe. Today, we'll focus on Indonesian gamelan, both a musical style and ensemble of keyed metallophones, bossed gongs and drums from Java and Bali. We'll address topics of homage and appropriation. Welcome to the show. I've long adored the sounds of vibraphones and glockenspiels. Continuously playing the 1983 album Through the Looking Glass by Japanese percussionist Midori Takada, I even found time to stop and listen to wind chimes as I walked past people's gardens, and I still do. But when Harrison's suite swept me away and I crept inside the long, resonant vibrations of his gongs, I came across the unfamiliar word, gamelan, for the very first time. This is American composer Lou Harrison, whose sparse application of shimmering gongs and chimes weave a sense of time slowing down. In this suite for violin and American gamelan recorded in 1974, he creates an atmosphere that connects the listener to the present moment and a nostalgic past. The middle section features a homage to European medieval dance music. Yet Harrison's homemade American gamelan instruments hint of somewhere geographically distant to America. Javanese composer Pa Rahayu Sapanga stretches perimeters of his traditional Javanese musical customs to explore the potential for new music. He describes collaboration as an interactive pleasure, an opportunity for musicians to use their expertise to experience collective creativity and discover new possibilities for synergistic fusion. He's participated in workshops with string musicians, the Kronos Quartet from San Francisco, who share a similar ethical standpoint regarding collaboration. And he's created music with theatre in collaboration with experimental American playwright Robert Wilson, among other projects of both traditional and boundary-pushing nature. The track playing now is from his album, aptly named Homage to Tradition, at once stating a distinction from and commitment to the musical heritage and reputation of Indonesia. Debussy is arguably one of the most famous devotees of Javanese gamelan. He patterned an entire piano piece on recognisable gamelan techniques for this composition, Pagodas. Debussy's gamelan-inspired works show how attentively he listened and the pleasure it gave him. He has morphed the melodic and rhythmic patterns he experienced as a listener into something striking of its own, with a completely different temperament to traditional Indonesian percussion music. The gamelan influence, although a key element in the piece, rather than creating a difficult debate about appropriation, offers a biography of Debussy's experience of listening, a phantasmal echo, and a fresh form of music. Debussy first encountered Javanese gamelan in the Dutch section of the Paris World Exhibition of 1889. Sadly, the event demonstrated empirical exploitation of people under colonial rule. The performers were presented as living exhibits of colonial natives, alongside model villages of Senegal, Lapland, and Benin. Huge fairs of this nature, these mass spectacles, somewhat contrived a global media culture where audiences participated in consumption of far-off places and distant cultures. Gamelan was exotified as an oriental mystical delicacy from the East. As a student of Balinese gamelan in London, I often consider how people view the activity, especially when we perform at public concerts. We wear traditional Balinese costume on stage. I'm aware this could be perceived as appropriating a once colonised nation. On the other hand, as a respectful gesture to Balinese tradition and custom. While this is tricky to unpack, it seems nearly impossible to knock the integrity or match the technique of practicing gamelan musicians in Indonesia. This is worth holding sight of. If one has access to instruments and musical knowledge from cultural traditions beside their own, it seems imperative to remain humble and look to the people from Indonesian society who are actively practicing within the tradition for support and guidance. Dawa Alit is another skilled and innovative musician and composer from Indonesia who studied in the Balinese gamelan tradition. He's collaborated with No and Butoh dancers from Japan, written music specifically for American-based gamelan groups, and for Ensemble Modern from Frankfurt, Germany. His works gained attention across the globe. In fact, the community gamelan group I play with at the LSO in London performed his famous modal hopping piece, Geregel, this year, hoping to do it justice. The instruments you're hearing now, in the track Genetic, are named Gamelan Sulaka. Ali designed this set of instruments to have an 11-tone scale instead of the customary 5 or 7. Salut means house, and ka signifies the circles of birth and generation, suggesting his philosophy as a composer. The players are from Ubud area and are well trained in Balinese traditional musical technique. But as part of Alit's group, they're on the front line of the gamelan music scene, making new and challenging music based on revered tradition and broad horizons. The track playing right now is Circling by Fortet, a composer and musician from London. Although not taken directly from gamelan music, you can hear how circling emphasises a circular musical form and pattern. It's difficult to imagine that musicians and composers from areas of the globe which traditionally favour melodic narrative over circular pattern could create and publish music which sounds this way without having had exposure to different musics from across the world. For me, it suggests that the entry of gamelan music into the European subconscious has begun to affect the way Europeans listen and hear. It is one of the blessings of being able to access music cross-culturally. Piece by piece, we gather further understanding of one another and share more aesthetic pleasures. Next week's show looks at how music from India has inspired Terry Riley and will feature recordings from Mahout, the Cloud Messenger, at the Curve Theatre in Leicestershire, a musical fusion project. Thanks for checking in. Goodbye.